If you seriously need to save on groceries, and more for less is what you crave, Food City understands the struggle is real. That's why their high-quality store brands are such a great deal. Nobody does quality and savings like Food City.
Jesse, it's the spring. You've got your all five-star preps basketball teams that have been released. You also have some great spring sports stuff. There's never a down time of year, but this is a really fun time of year for you and the staff, isn't it?
Really fun, and we only got about 8 days left in the high school sports calendar for 2021-2022. And next week is Spring Fling in Murfreesboro, as we'll crown state champions in five different spring sports. And so it's a busy time. It's a fun time. It's emotional. There's walk-off plays and just all kinds of dramatic events happening left and right, and our team's doing a fantastic job of covering it for sure.
All right, let's make Josh Ward happy first. Farragut, baseball dominating, softball dominating, soccer still rolling. They have it going on out on Kingston Pike.
They do, and last night was, again, one of those dramatic events that I was talking about. They were down one run in the bottom of the seventh inning. The bases are loaded. Farragut brings up its best hitter, Lucas Buckner, who's the coach's son, and, of course, he rips a double down the line and scores two, and Farragut wins a region championship over Powell. Both of those teams still alive. They'll play in the state sectionals later on this week for a chance to go to the state tournament. Of course, Farragut, as we know, pretty familiar with state tournament play. They know what it takes to get there. They'll take on a really good Sevier County baseball team that, honestly, guys, has to be kicking itself a little bit. They had the defending state champion, Science Hill, on the ropes yesterday and had a 3-1 lead in the seventh inning. Science Hill scored three runs in the seventh inning and ended up pulling that one out. But it's going to be some really, really good baseball coming up this weekend. And as you mentioned, softball too. Farragut won 4-0 with sophomore pitcher who just pitched a fantastic softball game yesterday. And Farragut, of course, is defending state champion in softball. They have two pitchers that are just absolutely outstanding, and I like their chances in Murfreesboro once again.
Talking with Jesse Smithy from Five Star Preps, fivestarpreps.com. Talk to me a little bit about, so Alcoa and Powell had a scrimmage. Before I find out what happened, I love that they're scrimmaging. Is that a normal thing to do? I don't feel like I hear about that all the time.
No, I can't remember a time where Alcoa and Powell have scrimmaged. You don't see too many scrimmages in spring nowadays. A lot of times it's an inter-squad game or this color versus that color, you know, whatever your school colors are type of game. But it was pretty neat to see two defending state champions square off and just really get good, solid work in, right? You can kind of put all the ego and theatrics and everything aside and say, okay, you're defending state champion, I'm defending state champion, we still want to get better, we got some question marks going into summer that we need to get a jump on, let's go ahead and square off this spring, and they did that, and it was probably 400 or 500 people were there to watch, and that's what they did. They got in good work. It wasn't a game simulation, or I'm not going to come on here and say this team won or that team won. That wasn't what it's like. People always ask me that. Well, who won that scrimmage? Well, guess what? They didn't game plan for that scrimmage. They weren't breaking down film. There are key players out for precautionary reasons. There's key players out playing other spring sports. So I'm not going to get on here and say this team won or that team won. But I will say there are certain players that just really stood out. And Jordan Harris of Alcoa, how this guy doesn't have multiple Power 5 offers right now is beyond me, just absolutely beyond me. If he wasn't the best player on the field in that scrimmage, he might have been in the top two. I mean, Aiden Green looked really good, the wide receiver from Powell, and, of course, you got the offensive lineman from Alcoa, Lance Williams and Bubba Jeffries, who were just absolutely phenomenal. But, man, Jordan Harris, I left that scrimmage going, wow, Jordan Harris is incredible. And he's had incredible moments in the last few years, but his game has just gone to a different level.
Jesse, I got to tell you, you know, like you, I'm still in full-on spring sports mode doing softball, but that story going up on the website caused me to, for the first time, open up the Word document that I have for future opponent notes for Rivalry Thursday this fall for the radio broadcast. So big momentous moment here in as we make shifts in broadcast season. What is coming up? If people want to get out and experience some postseason games over the next couple days, where are you guys going, and where would you suggest just fans of high school sports in this area go to check out games in this last little stretch?
Right. So, number one, we got a schedule up on our website. It's free for our members and non-members, people who just love high school sports, who like you said, want to go catch a game, don't know where to go, hop on to 5starprep.com. There's a schedule there for all of tonight's region championship soccer games. That's what's going on tonight. And then Friday and Saturday, we will have state sectionals, or what people still call sub-state. We'll have state sectional games for baseball, softball, soccer. And we got all those matchups laid out, outlined on the website. We're still chasing some start times. Certain teams will have to move their games because of graduation, and so that's still kind of up in the air right now. But we're going to keep that updated, keep that out on the site. So over today, Friday, and Saturday, there's going to be a lot of teams that garner state tournament spots in Murfreesboro next week. And you can find that, again, that schedule up on the site for free. But we're going to be providing coverage for as many games as we can get to with our staff, photo, video, stories, and try to track all these teams going to Murfreesboro next week.
Now, where's the story on all the late-night food spots in Murfreesboro that you and your staff enjoy? Because I know you're going to be hitting them up next week.
Buddy, next week is kind of a you grab your food where you can get it. It's an absolutely hectic week. From Tuesday to Friday, we don't get too much downtime. A lot of the times we're eating dinner at midnight, just whatever restaurants open that can deliver us food. It's a wild week. It's a rewarding week, but we don't get much opportunity at nighttime for downtime to taste Murfreesboro's delicacies, or if there is such a thing. It's definitely a fun time to be had in Murfreesboro.
Yeah, the last two times I went over there to call games for those were fall championships, but it was the public sub was all I could get at the time I was in. Yeah. Before I let you go, the all 5-star preps, sure, boys and girls basketball teams have been released. Without spoiling everything and send people to the website certainly to check those out, what are some of the highlights in those teams that you're able to honor at 5-star preps right now?
Well, we had a number of teams in boys and girls basketball who made deep runs into the state tournaments, and oftentimes those teams get rewarded on all 5-star preps teams, right? I mean, you just see those kids for longer. They do so much for their teams, and they end up with just great numbers, statistically speaking. So you got to kind of reward those teams and those communities for the runs that they had. And then you also have some high-profile players that are in there, your big-time Division I basketball recruits or commits. And so it's a nice blend of not only just guys and girls are going to play at the next level, but maybe players who won't be that premier player at the college level, but had a great year for their team and pushed their team into some historic round or moment in high school basketball. So those are all free. Again, anytime we honor kids on our website, we want to make that free for everybody, members or non-members, and just really get those kids as much recognition as possible.
That's awesome. Always appreciate that. Always appreciate all the work that you and Danny and Dave and the whole staff do at 5starpreps.com. I encourage people to check out the site. Join. I know Spring Fling next week will be huge, but there's always coverage all summer long as we get ready to turn the page to football as well. Nobody does it better. Jesse, always appreciate the time on Thursdays.
Great, guys. Look forward to talking to you next week.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.